Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Deport from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep. Stimulate those who are awakened. Feed those who are starving. And nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number one to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number one to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search and type in We Talk Productions and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic open season. Jillian and Eric Wustenberg have been charged with felony assault after Jillian was caught on video pointing a gun at a black family of mother and a daughter, teen daughter. Their attorney says they are the victims of ethnic intimidation. From the Michigan Penal Code, Act 328 of 1931, 750.147B, ethnic intimidation. A person is guilty of ethnic intimidation if that person maliciously and with specific intent to intimidate or harass another person because of that person's race, color, religion, gender, or national origin. Does any of the following causes physical contact with another person, damages, destroys, or defaces any real or personal property, threatens by word or act to do an act described in subdivision B, if there is reasonable cause to believe that an act described in subdivision or A or B will occur. That's very important. Ethnic intimidation is a felony punishable by imprisonment for not more than 2 years or by a fine of not more than $5,000 or both. So, regardless of the existence of the outcome of any criminal prosecution, a person who suffers injury to his or her person or damage to his or her property as a result of ethnic intimidation may bring a civil cause of action against the person who commits the offense to secure an injunction. Actual damages, including damages for emotional distress or other appropriate relief. A plaintiff who prevails in a civil action brought pursuant to this section may recover both of the following: damages in the amount of 3 times the actual damages described in this subsection, or $2,000, whichever is greater. So you get up to $2,000, right? Reasonable attorney fees and costs. Man. Okay. First, let's be clear. This altercation started from a bump in which the black teen was bumped by the white woman, Julian. Reason's going to be black and white all through here because it's a black and white issue, apparently. There's a white woman and her white husband and a black woman and her black teen daughter. But really, you could just look at this as two people in there, but all this other stuff comes into play also, as you will see. But here we go anyway. You can take color out of it and come up with the same result, just by law. The black mother and daughter were seeking acknowledgement and an apology. It is not, as the law states, an intent to intimidate or harass another person because of that person's race. It was an angry response to being disrespected. Even Julian admitted that she knew her bags hit something and she wasn't sure if it hit the door or the team. That is enough to warrant a timely apology from me. It is more than worth going to jail for aggravated assault or homicide. You know, because I'm saying, if I'm coming through the doorway and I'm just making an assumption here that this is all that happened. My bags hit you. I don't know they hit you, but I know they hit something, and I know you there. I know the doorway's there, but I don't say anything. You bring it to my attention, and you seem a little pissed off. I'm going to apologize. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm sorry. You all right? Excuse me. Just to nip that in the bud. There's nothing else for us to argue about. I apologize. You're not injured. I acknowledge that my bags hit you, and I was careless, and I apologize. Nothing else I can do about it from there. Now, they still arguing with me about that from there. Then they really have a problem. So I guess so would I. Anyway, the sad part about this incident, racism or not, is that it originated from a bump in the absence of an apology or respect and acknowledgement. Getting bumped is something that I have not pursued many times. I've been bumped, and I'm like, oh, I ain't worried about it. You know, it's nothing, you know. Sometimes the people say, oh, excuse me, you know, I'm not even worried about it. Sometimes it's also has been, not recently, getting bumped has been something I have never neglected to apologize for. Like somebody, you know, say something to me, I'm gonna, you know, like I said, oh, so my bad, I'm sorry. You know, it's you know, so it's something I have never neglected to apologize for, unless a long time ago I intended to provoke, intimidate, or not acknowledge someone. Now that's a little different. So anyway, YouTubers are calling the black mother and daughter racist and accuse them of baiting the white couple. They say they are taking advantage of the Black Lives Matter movement. The only thing they took advantage of that I saw is their cell phones, which people have been using before Black Lives Matter, before the Black Lives Matter movement. I didn't hear them mention the Black Lives Matter movement either, for them to be taking advantage of it. I don't even know where they're getting all that from. Maybe they did say Black Lives Matter. I don't know. But I didn't hear it in the videotape. All I heard was you violated my daughter. And, you know, you racist. You didn't even want to say excuse me. The couple appear to be making a statement about their lives mattering, though. They did make they were angry because they felt that these people didn't treat them, her teen daughter, like her life mattered. Right? Anyway, from dictionary, racist is a person who shows or feels discrimination or prejudice against people of other races, or who believes that a particular race is superior to another. It appears the black mother and daughter perceive the white woman as being a racist and themselves as victims of their racism due to Jillian, the white woman's alleged verbal response, cursing at the youth, and lack of apology. That behavior is consistent with the racist culture. To add salt to injury, we don't pull cocked and loaded weapons on people we care about, especially when they are not presenting a lethal threat. That is consistent with racist culture also. Threatening lethal force on non-lethal threatening angry black folks. One could argue Jillian is truly a racist, or she doesn't know how racist she truly is. I wonder if a timely apology would have prevented this altercation. That's what I kept saying to myself when I watched the video. Maybe the white woman didn't apologize because she felt disrespected with the manner she was approached. Maybe she didn't like the attitude, you know. That reaction would send both parties on a head-on collision. This is two poor decisions coming to a collision. This is simply a simple situation that got way out of hand. How much does it cost to say, "I'm sorry if I bumped you," or "excuse me," or "I apologize for bumping you with my bag"? That's pretty cheap compared to what actually happened. So somebody was alluding to something about black people being extra sensitive now. I don't even know who's saying that. I don't know if it's supposed to be a black person or not, but it just sounds weird to me. Simply because black people did not become sensitive to being disrespected by whites after or because of the Black Lives Matter movement, as someone not very well informed stated. Let's stop making unfounded blanket assumptions about black people. Read about the historical struggles blacks have had in America, trying to get respect from whites in an oppressive, aggressive, murderous system. Let's keep it real now. It's nothing new. Fact is, there has always been racial tension in America. People have been fighting back. Black people have been fighting back from the time they were kidnapped and held captive in the American slave trade. Maybe they perceived the white woman as being a racist because she didn't acknowledge bumping into the team, didn't apologize for bumping into the team when initially confronted, and is also white. In fact, she did not apologize for bumping into the team, period. She made an apology for something, but not for what she did. And that means she's not acknowledging what happened to the team. Yes, the mother and daughter, in my opinion, went too far in their response and pursuit of being disrespected and could have been killed for it intentionally or accidentally. Because, you know, I mean, if you're going to cut somebody out for something, for being disrespectful to you, just if you got to do that, do it. And, you know, that's it. Don't follow people. Don't try to get them to apologize or anything like that, because nowadays, I mean, a lot of people strap and they, you know, right or wrong, they're clocking in people's time cards early. So, you know, respect is an important issue in the black community. Intergenerational disrespect by white folks will provoke a defensive response from black folks. You see that? Come on. Black Lives Matter movement is not the the spearhead of all the oppression that we've been going through in this country. That's a movement that's fairly recent. Black lives always matter. Ask Medgar Evers' family. Ask Dr. Martin Luther King's family, friends. Black lives always did matter. The mother did mention Trump's negative influence on white America. The black mother and teen can't be racist because they are expressing that they feel discriminated against because they are black in America. What power do they have to express their racism? Call it what you want. At the end of the day, you cannot justify pointing a cocked and loaded weapon at someone holding a cell phone and verbally harassing you. You can't justify going back, walking into that scenario. Do we really think it is justified to use deadly force in an argument? Do we really think that? Is that where we are? Is that what the stand your ground thing is supposed to be about? Is that what that means? If they argue with you, gun them down, just say you fear for your life? Is that where we're going? Can you imagine the body count if it were? Do we really think it's justified to use deadly force in an argument? There is no lethal threat in the video that would justify the use of a lethal weapon. That is the presenting legal issue. That's why this lady was arrested. Only one that was presenting a lethal threat was her. The other issue is, if this lady feels justified in threatening the duo, the mother and the teen, with lethal force, we could be in a lot of trouble. Just imagine other people thinking the way that this lady thinks. And how many of those cocked Glocks are going to go off? Jillian, the white lady, might have had a case if she didn't pull the gun out. That I fear for my life declaration only hurts their case in the absence of a lethal threat. It wasn't that type of party. Not even a punch was thrown. It is a gross exaggeration of a perceived threat used to justify the use of lethal force. It is reminiscent of the same lame excuse some of the killer police used to kill non-life-threatening black folks. I was in fear of my life. Is it that easy to kill one of us and get away with it? Is it that easy? Is it open season? Because we keep hearing the same line when it's, you know, a lot of times that this happens. Kill them, say you fear for your life. If they were that afraid, they should not have permits to carry legal force. Because if they were fearful of some people cussing them out because they didn't apologize, why didn't they just apologize for bumping the girl? You know what I'm saying? That's just not making sense to me. That's inconsistent. They could easily kill someone and simply claim to have been afraid. A firearm is not a peacemaker. It is a destroyer. Ask anybody with a half of a brain. Anybody whose family member has fallen victim to gun violence. If it is cocked and pointed, the firearm is cocked and pointed, it indicates intent to kill. You know what I'm saying? Like she did everything but squeeze the trigger. Jillian could have simply showed the gun in her waist. I've seen people do that too. And people start backing off. I've seen it a couple of times. People, all they do is just show they got they strapped. People start backing off, ducking behind the cars and hitting the corners. You know, taking a step back. Backing up off them. She could have just did that. Man, she wanted to think she had a gun. Just show them, look, I'm strapped. Leave me alone. Jillian also made a very poor decision. At the least, she made a horrible decision. How come some of the YouTubers didn't acknowledge that? They're just looking at these black folks, these angry black folks, going on this tantrum about being disrespected by some white folks who they perceive as being racist, trying to get an apology from them, which I don't know why they was trying to do that, because if she didn't apologize initially, you shouldn't be trying to pursue anybody for an apology. That's dangerous. Either way you look at it. Not that I don't get why someone would pull their gun out in this situation, but they would be legally in violation of the law. Pointing a gun at someone is an easy way to get someone to back off. As I said, I'm a witness to that. I'm an eyewitness to that. Trust me. It is also an easy way to get in trouble with the law or in a shootout. It is definitely not the best way to show someone you care about them and you are sorry they experienced something that made them feel angry, disrespected, especially if that something or somebody is you. I mean, how did she take her breath to say that when she could have just as easily said, I'm gonna apologize to y'all upset. You know, I'm sorry if I upset you, and I'm sorry if I hit your daughter with my bag. I said, can we just end this here? What was wrong with something like that? That's what I'd have done, right or wrong. I don't care if somebody's going off like that, because I don't want to kill nobody over a bump in the doorway. If I'm strapped, if I'm legally armed, I do not want to blow nobody's head off simply because I didn't say, oh, I'm sorry, excuse me. My bad. You all right? That's not worth living in a bathroom for the rest of my life. And that's a jail cell with the toilet, like, you know, with another person. And one on each side, maybe four, depending on where you at. You know, that's not the kind of thing you should be willing to end your life with. So something is going on here. You know, it's a whole lot of things going on. We got attitudes. We got disrespect going both ways. whatever the black mother and daughter may be guilty of, if they're guilty of anything, it will not change the fact that Jillian threatened to use lethal force when there was no lethal threat. You cannot speak a lethal threat into existence in an effort to dictate the narrative. You can't do that. You know, even though, I don't know, some people do that and get away with it. But she's not even a police officer. But this is America. She is white. People she's accused of threatening are black. As Julian and her husband enter the judicial phase of this case, we will get to see if or how white privilege influences the court and the jurors. As it stands, at least Jillian is guilty of violating complied laws, Chapter 750. Michigan Penal Code Statute 750.82. Section 82 said, except as provided in subsection 2, a person who assaults another person with a gun, revolver, pistol, knife, iron bar, club, brass knuckles, or other dangerous weapon without intending to commit murder or to inflict great bodily harm less than murder is guilty of a felony punishable by imprisonment for not more than 4 years or a fine of not more than $2,000 or both. Okay. Then it goes on about some stuff happening on a school grounds. All right. It just gets a little more serious for you on a school ground. Assault in Michigan is referred to as simple assault, is brought when someone allegedly does one of two different things: an unsuccessful attempt to commit a battery, swing, and miss. Nobody did that. Any act that would cause a reasonable person to fear or apprehend an immediate battery, fake slap, or to make someone flinch, but without actually touching them. A battery is a forceful, violent, or offensive touching. So we ain't see none of that. I ain't see none of that going on. I just saw some angry women going at it with a person who they perceive to have violated the team, and they perceive that person to be racist. You know, because of how the team described what happened coming through that doorway, it's a little different than how this Jillian described it. Anyway, no battery committed during this confrontation. No attempted battery. There's a lot of talk, angry talk. Anyway, the sentence for assault in Michigan is punishable by imprisonment for not more than 93 days or a fine of not more than $500 or both. That's a misdemeanor assault. All right, so that's a little stats in my face pushing, you know. All right? 93 days, right? So get probation ranging from 6 to 18 months. 24 months is the maximum. The common term for that is simple assault, right? And I guess you got to be simple-minded to get caught with that charge. Anyway, the law states Jillian is in serious trouble. Just based on the law, you can forget about if the black people are baiting her They didn't make her get out of her car. They didn't put their hand in her back. They don't have strings on her arms and legs. They're not mind controlling this woman. I guess her husband is an accessory to the fact. But he came out with it. That's like me and my homie get out of the car. My homie is strapped. And we're approaching these dudes, these other group of dudes. So he pulls the gun out, and I'm back in his play. So that's why husband got caught up in it. From ABC News, in Oakland County Executive Dave Calder said he was deeply disturbed by this incident. He said, this behavior is unacceptable. And he said he wholly expects the prosecutor to bring charges that reflect the severity of the incident. In order to do that, he has to sentence that lady, Jillian, 4 years for each person. That's 8 years in jail. To do that right there. From the Washington Post, it said, this is the mother. She's got a gun. She's got the gun on me. White woman charged with assault after pulling pistol on black mother and daughter. You know, that they even stood there like she didn't even run when she pulled a pistol out. She just on a cell phone. Tequila Hill, that's the mother. Said a white woman pointed a gun at her and her teen daughter in a Chipotle parking lot Thursday in Oakland County, Michigan. Right? I said, first, the white woman allegedly bumped into Tequila Hill's teenage daughter. Then her husband seemed to try to hit the black woman while they was trying to back out in the minivan. After confronting the couple, Hill found herself in a suburban Detroit parking lot, staring into the muzzle of a pistol as the woman aimed her weapon at Hill and yelled for her to move back. You F, jump behind my car. You F and jump behind my car. The woman said later, shouting, back the F up. The startling confrontation, right, in Oakland County, Michigan, which was partly caught on camera, quickly went viral, right? About six people witnessed this. They said both sides claimed they felt extremely threatened. Extremely threatened, y'all. Now, I don't know. I wasn't there. I only had boots on the ground. I was looking at the video. I don't think anybody felt extremely threatened, at least not initially. I think the white lady, Jillian, got tired of dealing with the constant verbal assault, apparent attempt to compound the altercation by the black mother and daughter duo. She and her husband made a poor decision to get out of the SUV. She was armed, which is not consistent with fearing for your life. You don't jump out of your car. That's what happens on the drive-bys, right? You stand on the corner. Homies drive up in the car, jump out, start shooting at you, right? So she's doing the same thing. She's tired of the shit that they was running their mouth. It was too much for them. They couldn't take it for whatever reason. Racist reasons or irritating reasons or whatever. Racist or not. They had enough of them. She jumped up. She started coming out, came out with the hammer. The black mother and daughter duo was armed with a cell phone, camera, and angry words. I didn't hear anyone threaten to kill anyone in the video. The lethal threat was made when Jillian, the white woman, got out of the SUV and pointed a loaded and cocked weapon at the black mother and daughter. If she was extremely threatened, she should have defended herself, exiting the vehicle and pointing a cocked and loaded weapon at someone with a cell phone in their hand is a sure sign of frustration and poor decision making on the woman's part, on Julian's part. Come on now. She got angry. She blew up for whatever reason she blew up. I don't know why she blew up. You know, she didn't like the way he's talking to her. You know, she's racist. I don't know. It is not consistent with being extremely threatened. I know that. But it is consistent with extremely threatening someone. If Jillian is not a racist, she is most definitely stupid. And I mean that in a way, like, she's not thinking stupid. You know, whatever was going on in her head, however she was feeling, just made her make a dumb decision. Because that was the worst thing she could have did. If she was black, black on black, white on white, Asian on Asian, you know, family member on family member, in this situation, that is the worst decision you could make. And she might be about to find out how bad of a decision, how poor of a decision she made. But we'll have to stay tuned for that. The black mother, though, definitely extremely threatened by lethal force when Jillian, the white lady, pointed her gun at her at close range, did not appear to be threatened initially because they pursued the white couple. Well, if it was at first just the white lady, because she walked over to the car where her husband was in the car. But, you know, they had some words for him, too. Not sure how she got behind the van, though, because that's an even with the gun pointed at her, she didn't back away. Luckily, the white woman, Julian, wasn't the racist they thought she was. I'm not saying that she is or is not a racist, but they're lucky she's not one of them, you know, die hard, I will kill a black person, white person. Because the camera wouldn't have saved mom's life. You can't force people to apologize. You can't force people to apologize. You're having a verbal confrontation with somebody. If you must, I suggest that you don't. But if you do, make it short. Short and sweet. Go on about your business. I suggest don't waste your time with that. Second, if you insult them, your verbal attack can become the focus of their reaction. It might have helped if the mother and daughter had modeled polite behavior in order to get a polite response. Eliminate the perception of a threat. An angry black person can be perceived as a threat to some folks, you know. Technically, Jillian violated the daughter by not apologizing to the daughter for bumping into her. We don't know the nature of the bump, but if all they wanted was acknowledgement and an apology, it couldn't have been that extreme to apologize for whatever or whoever caused the mother and daughter to behave the way they did. Is not an acknowledgement, an apology for bumping the daughter. It can be perceived as a verbal attack and an attempt not to acknowledge bumping the daughter. What's wrong with you? That's what that's like. Something is wrong with you. She could have just as easily apologize for bumping the daughter. It beats pulling out a cocked and loaded weapon and being charged with assault or possibly killing someone. That gun could have went off. The Glock got that trigger thing with it. She had it cocked. Pointed at close range. And she was angry. That is a recipe for disaster. The police arrived. They took the only person into custody or persons into custody that had the ability to present a lethal threat. The white woman, Jillian, and her husband. Ride and die, Bonnie and Clyde. So, you know, it's just sad that, you know, I don't know what kind of people they are. I don't know if they're racist or not. I don't know if they're racist, don't know they're racist. I don't know what the deal with these people are. But, man, they made one of the dumbest mistakes you can make. Carrying a lethal weapon, getting angry, pulling it out. And she almost shot this lady because it was cocked. That means it's chambered. Anyway, the Oakland County Prosecutor Jessica Cooper charged the woman who drew the gun and the man who drove the van with one count each of felonious assault, which is punishable by up to 4 years imprisonment upon conviction. Now, come on, y'all. You know, what made me do this show is you know, that the YouTubers were calling the black people racist and they were baiting and no, they was upset. Now I see that all the time in the hood. You get somebody upset, it's not gonna be a one sentence thing thrown at you. It's gonna be a whole lot of stuff thrown at you verbally. So, you know, even though they were all legally armed, they made a poor decision. They should have a class, like when people get a firearm, they should have this is the excellent scenario for why you shouldn't draw your firearm. This is an excellent. Do they have a class like this? I don't know. Because I'm not legally licensed to carry a firearm. And I think it was another, they said it was another daughter there, and mom said they were traumatized as a result of that. So she said, she's quoted saying, "So this is America," she wrote on Facebook. "I've never in my life had a gun pulled out on me. I've never felt so helpless in my life. I'm so shaken up." Okay. Anyway, the daughter is quoted as saying, "I had moved out of the way so she can walk out." That's Michaela, the daughter. "She bumped me, and I said, 'Excuse you.' And then she started cussing me out." See, that's a problem right there. And saying things like, "I was invading her personal space." See, now if that's what's happening, the problem. If Michaela moved out of her way, was bumped, she told Jillian, the white lady, "Excuse you," and the white woman, Jillian, started cussing her out. That is a violation, and it sounds quite racist and or at least very ignorant. And she has a weapon on her. You understand what I'm saying? That ain't gonna look good in court. But they are white, though, so they stand a good chance. You're not gonna sit there and violate a 15-year-old's the mother told the woman before turning to the man. "Yeah, I said it. You say something, and I'll beat your white A too." Instead, you know, instead of everybody going separate ways, the altercation got louder, right? Jillian says, white people aren't racist. I care about you, and I'm sorry if you had an incident that has made someone make you feel like that. No one is racist. Woo! Now, I don't know if Jillian bumped her head before she came out of Chipotle, you know, was asleep for the last however old she is. But this is a missed opportunity to understand why they called them racist in defense or denial of not being racist. She said white people are not racist. What America has she been living in? I mean, where's she been living? Like under, you know, granted, she is either delusional or lying. The Oxford Dictionary again says racism is prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism directed against a person or people on the basis of their membership in a particular racial or ethnic group, typically one that is a minority or marginalized. Well, blacks are a minority, and blacks have been marginalized in this country. Well, you know, they still marginalized. Don't let the black president thing fool you. Black people don't have the power to be racist. Blacks just recently earned the legal privilege to sit on the same toilet as a white man in the last 50, 60 years. What's wrong with Jillian? Anyway, she rolled up her window. She said, he'll feel that the car would hit her when they backed out. So she slapped the back of the car. She said, I don't know why she was standing behind the car, though. That doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, this thing just got out of hand. So, I guess they instructed people to call the cops. There's six people out there, so I guess a bunch of people called the police on them. We're only on for an hour tonight, y'all. Just wanted to say. So, anyway, that situation, you know, coming out of Chipotle, at the food place, and somebody almost dies. Jillian said that she and her husband were being blocked from leaving, and they felt threatened. The Hill family said the Wustenbergs tried to run them over. It's scary. The more I see it, the more I realize I'm more afraid of that situation than I was then, Jillian said. She was more afraid. Watch the video, y'all, of her during that incident and the video of her after she got locked up for that incident. Big difference. Fear ain't even in the picture. Anyway, she said, I meant, Jillian, an ABC affiliate in Michigan pointed out to Jillian that she can be seen on the video chambering a round in her gun to mean business. Jillian's quoted as saying, that meant I am about to die. I don't want to die, Jillian responded. Do y'all get that? No, 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 no. When you pull out a gun and chamber a bullet, that means you are going to cause the death of someone. Jillian is clearly lying here. What truth could Jillian's attorney be referring to? It's all on videotape. Not a good look to admit that you are afraid and you got out of the car with a lethal weapon, chambered around, pointed the gun at an irate mother and children. That is not fear. It's aggression. Death was not even threatened. No one had a lethal weapon. Or is it enough to say you feel deadly threatened by a black woman and her two black children demanding an apology and threatening to whip your ass for disrespecting one of them to justify the use of deadly force? An innate fear of black people shared with jurors might be enough to get an ugly acquittal or a not guilty verdict. It may have been a foul interaction, but it wasn't lethal. The only way you can be that afraid is if you are predisposed to fearing black people or hate black people enough to kill them because you feel afraid of them, using the same lame excuses law enforcement uses to justify using lethal force on unarmed victims. I was fearful of being killed by threats, by being called a racist or a cell phone camera. Something's wrong with this picture, y'all. If you get a chance, go on YouTube, watch it. And if it's, I don't know if there's some brothers on there saying that they think that the black family is baiting his family. And I'm saying this. When you have a lethal weapon on your side, you have a certain obligation to control yourself. You cannot go around pointing that gun at people. Because if she had shot that woman, her life would be over as she know it. It's over now as she knows it. But she might get out of this because she got that card. So she thought she might get killed. She's saying that doesn't make sense. If she said that, she is clearly lying about that. It's all on video, and it's pretty bold to be telling that lie. So I want to thank everybody for listening tonight and calling in. But check this story out on YouTube, y'all. I think it's very interesting. Because some people were trying to say that the black, they were over the top. Because if you're going to cut somebody out, like I said, I don't advise you to do it. But if you're going to do it, say it, go on about your business. Don't follow nobody nowhere. Don't try to get them to say what you want them to say. It doesn't happen that way. All right? Because it could cost you your life. Mom, you're lucky you're still alive. I don't know if you listen to my show or not. You are very fortunate to be alive because you could have got killed because of this woman was very angry. She was so angry she made a dumb decision. That's how angry she was. She was ready to kill. Until next week, I want to thank Retalk Productions for allowing me to hold the show, Blog Talk Radio, and of course, Mr. Kenny Jones. Stay tuned for Black Urban America on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock. And until next Saturday, y'all, everybody, thanks for calling in, for listening, for downloading. Each one reach one, each one teach one. Peace out, y'all.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the shape of a war theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.